good. What time is it? Hello, Grevlon. It is a time of day. My name's Asphira Lindenbar, I think. Can't be sure anymore. And this could be any show. It's anyone's guess. Since all of the other radio station hosts are out on vacation, our station manager, Reuven, has given me the immense honor of covering for everyone. And it's been happening. At first, I tried sticking to the usual schedule, but after a while, the shows started blending together. I accidentally started working on a craft when I was supposed to be doing Goodnight Grevlon. Then I dozed off during Perk's cricket hour, woke up a little while later, and thought I'd been doing the biz with Riz. So I spent the next 10 minutes trying to figure out what business idea the crickets were trying to pitch to me. Therefore, I've decided to combine a bunch of the station shows into one, especially since this is the last day before my vacation. The sooner I'm out of here, the sooner I can take a nap. If this is your first time tuning in, my name is Lysphera Lindenbar. I just checked this piece of paper that has my name on it to confirm. When you're hosting a bunch of shows at once, you kind of lose your sense of self after a bit. Who is Lysphera anyway? What does she stand for? What are her hopes and her fears? Has she ever succumbed to the creeping sense of dread you feel when you see a leaf fall off its twig, slowly floating to the ground before soundlessly landing on the forest floor, its gentle demise reminding you that we will all one day soundlessly vacate our twigs and float off into the vast unknown? Nah. So that's where I'm at. But we've got a bunch of great shows for you today, all rolled into one. Let's start off with the Biz with Riz. Play the theme song. Welcome back to The Biz with Riz, or as I like to call it, The Biz with Liz. The Biz with Liz. Still haven't been able to crack that. On this show, we hear business pitches from folks all over Grevlon, and Rizla gives critiques and advice. Except Rizla is currently antiquing in Sundar, so I will be giving the critiques and advice. Honestly, I don't know much about business, but I think I've been doing well so far. Last time on the show, we had someone call in with an idea for magic shoes that grow when you walk through puddles so your feet won't get wet. I had no notes. I thought it was a great idea. Later, I was reminded that there are already shoes that are magically waterproofed, so the big shoes idea probably wouldn't be as popular as I thought. But hey, maybe there are some people who prefer having feet that are disproportionate to their body, for some reason. There might be a market for that. You'll never know if you don't get that business idea out there. Anyway, let's see what great business idea we have for this show. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
What's up, Lysphera? My name is Rev, and I have a business pitch that's going to knock your socks off.
Oh, shoot. Sorry. I know Rizla always wears her fuzzy socks and kicks them off whenever she hears an incredible business idea. She lent me a pair, but I left them at home by accident.
Oh, okay.
But hey, how about this? If the idea is really good, I'll go... Woohoo!
Well, that's fine, I guess. Not as good as the socks thing, but...
Well, I'd argue that a verbal reaction might be better for radio than silently taking one's socks off, but I'm not here to critique the show's format. I'm here to critique your business idea. So hit me with it.
Right, okay. So picture this. You're at a fancy dinner party, wearing your best shirt. Suddenly, someone jostles your elbow, and you spill gollywaddle stew all over yourself. But...
Oh, no!
Yeah, it's bad. But it's okay, because you're wearing a Graham's Gramouflage garment.
Ooh, what's that?
You know, Rizla usually doesn't do any commentary until the peach is over.
Oh, sorry. Go on.
Oh, lost my spot. Hang on. Gollywaddle stew, but it's okay. You're wearing Graham's Gramouflage garment. These garments are made of fiber from Gilbin stalks that have been gnawed on by Thurvers. The Thurver saliva gives the fibers a camouflaging ability similar to that of the Thurvers. Once the gollywaddle stew touches the fabric, the shirt will turn the exact color of the stew, making the stain impossible to notice. Now you can enjoy the rest of your evening without any judgmental looks, knowing that Graham's Gramouflage Garments has your back. End of peach.
Wow! That was great! I really felt like I was at that fancy dinner party.
Thank you.
So, the garment changes to the color of whatever touches it?
That's right. Never again will a stain ruin your favorite item of clothing.
But what if you spill something else on it?
Sorry?
Well, say you spill the gollywaddle stew. What color does that shirt turn?
Stew blue, of course.
Right. So then what if you spill some joyberry sauce on your shirt?
It'll turn green.
But what about the stew stain? That won't change color with the shirt. So wouldn't you then just have a green shirt with a blue stain? Also, what if the shirt touches something else? Like the chair you're sitting in? Wouldn't it change to that color?
Well...
Plus, what if the new color of the shirt clashes with the rest of my outfit? It's a fancy dinner party. I can't just wear any color combination. I probably put hours into planning that outfit.
Okay, yes, okay. There are a few holes in my business plan, it seems.
Honestly, I just love something that would get the stain off as easily as possible. Maybe there's a plant that's been gnawed on by a creature that's really good at cleaning things that you can use to make your clothes.
But I'd have to do some digging, but... That's not a bad business idea.
Well, thank you. You can take it. I wouldn't have thought of it without hearing your bad business idea.
Hey!
Sorry. I mean, your business idea that just needed a bit of workshopping.
We'll get to work on this self-cleaning clothes idea.
And hey, to that idea, I say, woohoo!
I liked Rizla's sock thing better.
Really? All right.
Thank you for your critique, Lucira. Goodbye.
Good luck. Bye! That went well, I think. As someone who spills a lot of food on herself, I'd really appreciate some self-cleaning clothes. But I think I'd rather them stay the colors they were when I put them on. Okay, I'm in the groove now. Let's jump over to our next show, Elves by Themselves. Play the theme! Listening to Elves by Themselves, where we discuss all the juiciest pop culture gossip going on in Grevlon. I'm Lysvira Lindenbar, subbing in for Deladwin, Isoln, and Veet. I'm not usually tapped into the latest gossip, which is why I listen to Elves by Themselves to get up to date on it all. I also received some feedback that my gossip from the last show wasn't juicy enough. So, for this show, I spent a lot of time digging up some hot, juicy goss for all you selfies out there. First off, Reuven. Did you hear that Pellery's Pie Shop is taking their sweet mushroom pie off the menu? I know! Well, it's not gone permanently. It's just a seasonal pie. It'll be back soon. But still, I was like, no way! As Deladwin would say, that's Bonkersville! Okay, next piece of juicy gossip. Oh, yes! Can you believe that someone lost a hat at the Towering Forest Market a few days ago? I know! I heard it was found near the entrance. It's a plain brown knit beanie, and last I checked, it still hasn't been claimed. Like, how do you not realize you've lost your hat? Isn't your head cold? If they don't claim it soon, they might just throw it away. Wow, this gossip is almost too juicy, I think. Let's go through these messages that came in on the tip hotline to see if there's any more hot gossip. Oh, this one says, last night, I saw Prince Laeri's Isildone with... Oh, this one seems kind of private. Okay, I'm skipping it. How about... You'll never guess who I overheard signing a contract to... That sounds like a personal business matter. Better skip that one, too. These all seem like stuff that these people probably wouldn't want out there. Oh, how about this one? This is Figlaria, contestant on Season 5 of Dungeon Crawler. Tomorrow evening, I'll be eating at Ovin's Cafe if any fans or reporters want to catch me there. Please keep the source of this tip anonymous. If any Dungeon Crawler fans want to meet Figlaria... Someone very close to the source has told me she'll be at Ovin's Cafe tomorrow evening. Very juicy gossip. Thank you, anonymous writer, who could be anyone. Okay, I think that's going to be it for Elves by Themselves. Let's move on. Who's ready to do some crafts? Play the Garzy's Craft Corner theme song, please. Hello! Crafters! My name is Asphira, subbing in for Garzanath the Horrible, first of his name, Crusher of Skulls, and this is Garzy's Craft Corner. For today's craft, we're going to be making a beautifully carved candlestick holder out of an apple. So, first thing you're going to do is grab your apple. Reuven, do you know where my apple is? No? What's that on your desk? Is that an apple core? Reuven! That was going to be my craft! What am I supposed to do now? Thank you all for listening to Garzy's Craft Corner. Moving on to Goodnight Grevlon. Theme song! Welcome back to... Oh, sorry. Garwin and Myra requested I try to match their tone for the show instead of my usual... What was the word Myra used, Reuven? Shrillness? Welcome back to Goodnight Grevlon, where we bring you all the day's top news stories and some of the bottom ones from every corner of Grevlon. I'm Lysvira Lindenbar. Let's get into the news. The Vera Canyon Ferry is currently closed for repairs. Reports say that a passenger attempted to cast a barrier spell to protect themselves from the wind as they stood on the top deck, but accidentally formed a barrier in front of the ferry, causing it to crash. Oh no! Was anyone hurt? No one was hurt in the crash. Oh, thank Namrys. Oh, sorry, got a little too emotive for a moment. Well, I'm glad no one... What, Reuven? Oh, right. Garwin and Myra told me not to editorialize. Just the news. Okay, on to the next story. A priceless enchanted lute, once belonging to the great bard Holly, has gone missing. The legendary instrument had been loaned to Wilhelmina the Silent School for Gifted Musicians for their annual school-wide concert. School officials say they believe the lute got mixed up with the other, non-enchanted lutes belonging to the students. The priceless lute can only be identified by its extreme tolerance to lava. A representative has taken all the school's lutes to the nearest lava source and will return with the identified instrument and whatever lutes remain. Well, that seems like a lot of work. Why don't they just... started doing commentary again. Not what we're here for. I am just delivering the news. So, that was that story. Take that as you will. Our final story of the day, which I will read with zero emotion in my tone, next week is the Poer Book Festival. For 1 week only, readers, authors, and booksellers from all across Grevlon will be in Poer to connect over their shared love. Books. Anyone out there who loves books should get excited about this. Authors in attendance include Grevin Highblom, Jian Lovezi, Lady Lillipuff, D.G. Anil, Bakarin Jesh, and more. Kelviar the Bard will also be in attendance, signing copies of their autobiography, I'm Kelling It. Festival organizers expect tickets to go fast, so anyone who plans on attending this event will want to get their tickets soon. And that is all for Goodnight Grevlon. Thanks for listening. Reuven, I need to get tickets! Okay, next up is Perg's Cricket Hour. If you're just tuning in, I'm Lysvira, subbing in for Perg, and the usual hour is only going to be about 2 minutes, during which I will be getting tickets to the Poer Book Festival. I'll be back with dear Lysvira after these tickets. I mean, crickets. Enjoy! And we're back! Theme song me, Reuven! Good morning, Grevlon, and welcome back to Dear Lysphera. My name's Lysphera Lindenbar, and if this is your first time tuning in, on this show, I give advice to any folks and creatures who may need it. Whew! Final show, listeners. Once we're done here, I am officially on vacation. Since we've been mixing up all these different shows, we're going to jump straight to a caller. Reuven, do we have a caller on the vine? We do! Fantastic! Hello, caller! You're on the air!
Hi! Hi, Lysphera! It's Patarak!
Oh, hi, Patarak!
I need some help. Ash! Ash, we got Lysphera!
Just hold that question. Give me one sec. I have someone calling my name. Yes. Hello?
Listeners, these are my brother Lenril's friends, Patarak and Ash.
Hi! Listeners. Never addressed listeners before. Really nervous. Ash.
I'm Ashalinia Miragingaposan. 2 G's, 2 P's, 2 S's, 2 M's. I am here as well.
Why are you calling? Is Lenril there?
Yes.
He's okay.
He is.
For now.
For now?
That's where you come in.
So, long story short, well, I guess let's long story long, because I feel like there's some context needed. We got trapped on a boat, and we're sailing towards a waterfall while trying to answer, like, friendship questions in a quiz, and every time we get one wrong, we speed up, but every time we get one right, we don't slow down, we just stay the same speed.
And it's also important to mention, when we're answering questions about a specific person, that person can't speak.
Very important detail.
Lenril's here. Say hi, Lenril!
I didn't hear anything.
Lenril's waving, but he can't say anything.
Yeah, he can't talk.
He's waving.
Oh, okay. I'm waving back!
She's waving back, Lenril. Can you hear? Okay.
So, is this something you signed up for, or...?
We tripped and fell into it.
I didn't. Patarak tripped and fell.
They tripped and fell into friendship.
Who's that?
This is Klesh. Say hi, Klesh.
Hi, I'm Klesh.
Hi, Klesh.
And you're getting closer to the edge of the waterfall.
So, let me get this straight. You fell down onto a boat heading towards a waterfall, and Klesh, is it?
Yep.
What's Klesh's deal?
Oh, he's in charge.
He's the host.
So Klesh is the host of this game show that's having you all answer questions about each other. And when you're answering questions about a person, that person can't talk, which is why Lenril's not talking right now.
Yes.
Correct.
You summarized that exceedingly well.
Oh, thank you. So what's going on? Why are you calling?
We're stuck.
On a Lenril question.
Oh.
And my thought was to call Patarak, because Patarak's his best friend. But then Patarak suggested to call you, and I guess that's something that a best friend would know.
Well, I mean, I'm sure there are things you know about Lenril that I don't. What were the other questions you got?
His favorite food.
Butter.
Mm-hmm.
And favorite side to sleep on.
I think it used to be right, but then somewhat recently it turned to back. Something about wanting to know if someone's stealing his tent.
That's how we met.
That is how we met. Do you want to hear that story? For another time, Ash.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you're hurtling towards a waterfall right now, right?
We're hurtling towards a waterfall.
Yeah, so like you said, maybe another time. So what's the question you're stumped on?
As a child, what did he want to do when he was older?
We've already guessed handy person, being represented by me, Ashalini Mirigingopossum, and climbing trees.
Oh, see, climbing trees is a good one.
I thought.
I don't know, I mean, those are all good answers. I wouldn't say they were necessarily wrong. I mean, above all else, I think what Lenril really wanted to do most when he was a kid was travel the world. It wouldn't matter if he was climbing trees or fixing things, just as long as he was traveling.
Klesh?
What is the one instrument...
We got it. Good job.
That means we got it?
...which he knew yeah. how to play.
Yay! Wait, what was the question? I was celebrating.
He's very particular. He won't give us the question again after the first time he says it. What is the one instrument he wishes he knew how to play?
Oh, maybe spoons. No, that's me.
Didn't Lenril want to play a harp?
Oh, he did go through a harp phase. But I thought that was just a phase. I thought he was over it. Unless he secretly kept that.
In his harp.
In...
Oh.
That was a really good joke.
That was a very good joke. I really liked that one.
Thanks. Did the listeners like it?
Oh, well, it's not really a response sort of situation. They could write letters in, and then I can let you know if they liked it.
Patarak's a listener. Patarak, did you like it?
Lysphera, you were going to say something about an instrument?
Oh, yeah, harp. I think our answer is harp.
What is Lenril's favorite color.
Really suspenseful to pause there.
Yeah.
This one is it's a real tricky one.
I thought it was green.
Is it not just green?
Yeah, I thought it was green.
Oh, faster. Looks like you're going faster.
You're going faster?
We're going faster.
Slow down!
We're trying!
Do you think Lenril can pantomime it or something? Is that allowed?
You know, there's no rule against it.
Okay, Len, try to act out your favorite color.
Okay, I'll describe what he's doing. So he's shrugging. And now he's holding something with his hand. No, maybe his hands are just out in front of him. Oh, no, okay, he has something. Okay, so it's a column.
It's a wavy column?
It's a water slide. We're on a river? We're on a riverboat.
Lenril's head is in his hands.
Is it black?
Is it black?
We're getting faster.
Oh, no.
I don't know. Why is this even happening?
I don't know. We just fell.
Hey, Clash.
Yeah?
They don't want to do this anymore. So, stop it.
Why would I stop it?
Well, why are you even doing this?
I'm doing this because it is the thing that I do.
No, because that's not a good answer. Why are you really doing this? Why are you making them guess facts about each other or else they'll get thrown over a waterfall? Why would you do that?
I like to hear how much people know about their friends.
What was that?
I like to hear about how much people know about their friends. It makes me happy.
Oh.
That's kind of sweet.
It's kind of lonely down in this cave.
Why do you have to stay in this cave?
Well, I'm a disembodied voice who just kind of collectively gathers in the cave, so hard to kind of get out and about.
You should throw parties then. You have a nice water feature.
Has anyone ever stayed after the boat ride?
They mostly succeed, and okay, can I confess something?
Lysphera, can you confess something?
Well, this is on live radio, so if you don't mind a lot of people hearing it, please.
The waterfall's not really that dangerous. It's like 2 feet, and it's like a
2 feet? That's 4 times my size!
Ash, can't you fly?
Oh, yeah.
But people don't really play this game if there's no stakes to it. A lot of people get really freaked out by a low disembodied voice echoing through a cave system.
Have you tried being nice to them?
Oh, I just kind of expected that people would have to just kind of be made to play the game.
I'm sure a lot of people would be scared initially when they suddenly fall onto a boat and then hear a voice coming from seemingly nowhere, but I'm sure most, if not all of them, would react better to it if that voice was nice to them. I'm sure a bunch of people would enjoy the game show if it was something that they had signed on for.
You know, we can help with that. This man here who can't speak, he can build you a little sign inviting people to come play.
I can put your place on the map. Literally, not figuratively, literally. Like, I can tell people where it is.
And I could tell everyone about it.
She can put your place on the map figuratively.
Wow, that would be great.
And we're talking about it on the show right now with lots of people listening, so where can they find you?
About a 2 hours journey south of Poer.
And how did you all get down there, did you say?
Oh, you have to trip over an elephant folk.
Who tripped over an outstanding route.
Right, so that could also be another thing to work on, maybe coming up with a more accessible entrance that doesn't involve having to trip over something or someone and falling down.
Lenril's nodding.
Oh, here, wait, hold on, okay, there.
Oh, I didn't like that. Ash, all the times you've complained about people not listening to you when you talk, I understand how that feels now. Does not feel good.
No, it does not.
Hey, Fifi.
Len, don't call me Fifi.
Oop, sorry. Thanks for the help.
What's your favorite color?
Oh, right. So, you know when a green leaf is, like, just starting to turn orange? It's still mostly green, but there's just, like, a little tinge of orange to it.
And what's that color called, Lenril?
Oh, like, greenish-orange?
Namor's alive.
You have to stop talking again.
Okay, I think green was a perfectly acceptable answer, but I wasn't making the rules.
All right, you're going over the waterfall, now.
Whee!
And the exit's just out to the left.
Thanks for your help, Lysphera.
Yes, thank you, Lysphera. Hopefully I'll get some new friends.
I think you definitely can. Thanks for calling. Bye!
Bye, Lysphera!
Bye, Lysphera. We'll come visit soon.
Namor's alive. What a time. Sounds like visiting Clash could be a fun little vacation. Speaking of, that's it. That's the last show. I am officially on vacation. Thank you all for listening to, well, all of these shows, but especially to Dearless Vera. Your regular host should be returning to the other shows, and Dearless Vera will be on hiatus for a bit while I take, I feel like it's fair to say, a well-earned break. Next up we have... Reuben, you didn't tell me what's up next. Oh no, you're gonna have to figure that out for yourself. I'm on vacation. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'll talk to you all again real soon. In the meantime, keep your chin up, and take a break if you need it. Bye!
Dearless Vera will return in January 2024. Thank you for listening to Dearless Vera, which was created, written, and edited by Katie Siegel. Lysfira, Graham, and Lenral were voiced by Katie Siegel. Padarak was voiced by Sam Kitziel. Ash was voiced by Talia Shatsky. Clash was voiced by Thomas Flans. And I'm Nicole. Hi! If you enjoy the show and want to help it grow, please take a minute and leave a kind review on the Apple Podcasts app. If you do, Katie will take over your radio show for you. For more Dearless Vera, check out at Dearless Vera on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also join the Chattering Grove Discord. The link to that is in the description. Or don't. Live your life. Bye!